We continue, Val, this morning as we have been on this Lenten journey, looking at encounters with Jesus. This morning, as we have been doing, I would commend to you all of this story of Lazarus and Mary and Martha. It's found in St. John 11, verses 1 through 45. For the scripture lesson, I want to read verses 23 through 26, and then verses 41 through 44. I would invite you to follow along with me in the Bible in the pew. It's found on page 99. Will you hear these words? Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of the Lord for us today. Thanks be to God for it. Encounter with a dead man. Encounter with a dead man. A new calling. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I think we have all heard, or maybe even used that expression, "This is the last straw." Normally, it might be in response to something that is unjust and unfair. Or maybe it's the last of many things that are unjust and unfair. You would not think that having the power to call a dead man from his tomb and to return him to his two waiting sisters would be the last straw. But from the time Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the religious leaders sought ways to kill him. It was not that the scripture does not record other moments when Jesus raised persons from the dead. But there was so much more involved with this story. Let me begin by noting that Jesus did not have many friends outside of the disciples. Certainly Mary and Martha and Lazarus represent persons who were very open and very honest about their love for Jesus. Jesus did not have a home of his own. And so Mary and Martha and Lazarus become a place where Jesus could go and rest. There was a definite bond between them. And so Mary and Martha were right to call on Jesus when Lazarus becomes ill. And yet, Jesus would not come, and Lazarus is dead. And not only dead, but dead for 4 days. For it was the Jewish custom and the belief that a man's soul would separate from his body finally after 3 days. The point being that Lazarus did not need resuscitation, for Lazarus was dead. And by the time that Jesus arrives, he has been placed in his tomb. All Martha can say when she sees Jesus is, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." And this is Mary's petition as well when she sees Jesus. "If you would have been here, my brother would not have died." It was not that Jesus was unconcerned about Mary and Martha. For the shortest verse in the Bible is one that has a great deal of meaning. Jesus wept. It says to us that Jesus understands and can be touched with the very things that cause us to cry. Jesus can be touched with our sorrow. But Jesus also asks us to believe in the midst of what we are facing. And so Jesus would ask Mary and Martha to believe that he is life. This is an important discussion for us on many levels. How is it that we understand life? It can be so trying to sort out what we need and what we want. A young man proposed to his girlfriend as they were sitting looking over a beautiful lake. "Darling, I want you to know that I love you more than anything else in the world. I want you to marry me. I'm not wealthy. I don't have a yacht or a Rolls Royce like Johnny Green. But I do love you with all my heart." She thought for a minute and then replied, "I love you with all my heart. But tell me more about Johnny Green." Life can be a struggle between want and need. And then life can become bitter. And these words of Shakespeare seem to apply. "Out and out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing." Another writer put it this way: "Draw the curtain, the farce is played." We can also draw on those words of Ecclesiastes: "For everything there is a season, a time to be born, and a time to die." With this kind of rhythm and pace to life, when we know what it means to be on the highest mountain and then in the lowest valley, what does life What does life really mean? And so verse 25 becomes a high moment. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. This is about our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Jesus comes so that we might have life. I think the tension comes when we want life to be trouble-free. Life is not trouble-free. But there is assurance. There is assurance that we are not at it all by ourselves. In fact, Christ comes that life might be a whole new thing. William Barclay wrote, life is a new loveliness. It's a new charm. It is new strength. Paul said, if anyone be in Christ, they are a new creature. In the midst of slavery, the slaves would sing, I looked at my hands and they looked new. I looked at my feet and they did too. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. I am life. And so right now, not tomorrow, not the day after tomorrow, right now. And I need to also say, in spite of all that might have happened to us in our past, but right now, we can be resurrected. We can be resurrected from fear and a sin-ridden life. It is here right now. And so the challenge for Mary and Martha and the challenge for us becomes, can we believe? Can we believe? Can we have faith? Lazarus' name means God helps. Can we have faith that God will help us? What about death then? For it will all come to us someday. I read this week about Dwight L. Moody, and he put it well, I thought. He said, one day you will read in the paper that I'm dead. Don't you believe it. Don't believe a word of it. At that moment, I shall be no more alive than I am right now. I shall have gone up a little higher. That's all. And this old clay tenement will give way to a new house that is immortal. The power of God. The power of God. The power of God through Jesus Christ tells us that death is only physical. But Jesus died. Jesus died that we might have life. And have life everlasting. And so I wanted to assure us this morning that a part of this new calling, a part of this new life that we can have, a part of our Lenten journey is very much the reality that Jesus has power over all things. And so to demonstrate the point, roll the stone away. Lazarus, come forward. Come forward. Untie him, unloose him, and let him go. I read on one occasion that Jesus had to call Lazarus by name, because if he would have just said, come forward, everybody would have gotten up. He has power in life and in death. And so we are called today. We are called. Called to be people of new life. Now the question is, do we believe this? Do we believe this? Do we believe it? Amen.